Yesterday we were learning a little bit about the laws of Mechiras Chametz. I'd like to continue that line of halacha. According to the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, when it comes to the appointing a agent to sell your chametz, it's sufficient if you would even call the person up and say, I want you to be my agent, I want you to be my shliach. We're going to see that that's really, for various reasons, b'shas hadchak, that's really only under extreme circumstances. It's not the preferred method. But rather, as we are accustomed, if one is able to do so, a person should have two things. First of all, a shtar, some type of a document, which shows that they're actually giving over the rights of the selling of the chametz to someone else. And also, through the means of a kinyan suder, by handing over something to the person. This is actually what's stated on the form that some of us have seen, this gold form, that it says that I understand that delegation of power of attorney takes effect by symbolic acquisition of a physical item, which is the suder, or the handkerchief, or by verbal expression of agreement, or by hand clasping, or by signing the contract below. So it's written this way specifically in the event that a person is only able to do one of those things. But the preferred method is not only to actually sign over that you are giving over the rights to someone else to be your agent, to sell the chametz on your behalf, but also to, if possible, if you are able to do so, a kinyan suder, the handing over of a physical item. Now, in addition to this, the purpose of this is to show a form of gemiras das, that we're showing complete seriousness about the mechira. And yesterday, over Shabbos, we talked about the issues that there may be the perception, which is completely wrong, that the mechira is merely a legal fiction. It's clearly brought down by the Tosefta that that's not the case, that when a person actually sells their chametz, it is 100% sale, and the person is supposed to, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, treat it just like any other business transaction, that it's a complete sale, that you have no connection to it whatsoever. And because of that, as we mentioned yesterday also, according to the Shita of Rav Moshe, it does not make a difference if that which you're selling is Terubos Chametz or Chametz Gomer, actual Chametz. Because after all, if you're really selling, it's a real sale, then it shouldn't make a difference. Not everyone holds of that opinion, but according to many people, do sell their actual Chametz. I'd like to continue and share the words of the Aruch HaShulchan that tells us an additional stringency in the actual selling of the chametz and giving over the right to the person to have the chametz sold on your behalf. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows: "V'hini mechiras chametz shalanu hanoing mekama mekama doro shalofaneinu, the custom which of selling the chametz, which is not new, it's nothing new, it's something which happened many generations back." Kahu, this is the way it was. Shekol bali chametz chosmin, that every person who owns chametz signs a document al harsha. Bekosmin, and they write on this document, unless it's already written, they sign whatever it says there. Anachnu noisin koach v'rshus l'araploni limchar chatzmenu. We're giving over the rights to this rabbi to sell the chametz. Kol mini chametz, whatever it may be. And it says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that one of the other requirements on this document is v'choshvin v'pratius kol haminim. You have to specify exactly what you are selling. Kamo lechem chitim v'lechem seorim. Let's say you have some wheat bread or you have some barley. V'chein kol mini mashkin v'pratius. If you have a liquor cabinet or a wine cellar or whatever, has some chametz in there. So you have to specify exactly what the chametz is. And the question is that when it comes to this document, most documents, we don't find that it actually specifies, tell me exactly what your chametz is. It would be an unbelievably lengthy, difficult process. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's required. One of the things that is on this document is asking for the estimated value of the chametz. I'm going to explain the reason why it's put on this document. But on the other side, which is a double-sided page, it says that there are many legal intricacies in the sale. Thus, only a competent rabbi should be entrusted with its execution. So the question is, why do we, in fact, need to go about this whole business of having one person sell the chametz to someone? Just do it yourself. What's the big deal? Why is it necessary to have? So there's obviously, as it says, many intricate details, intricate laws, which we'll discuss more of them tomorrow. But I'd like to focus on the one that the Aruch HaShulchan addressed just now. The question of whether or not a person needs to specify on the document exactly what's being sold. And I'd like to share with you, just for a moment, the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe. And he says as follows, just going to read a few lines. He says, Hinei bedavar nusach shtar mechiras chametz, when it comes to the actual nusach, that which is written on the document of the selling of chametz, mistaber, it's logical, kasharach ish echad mocher kol chamsul anachr. It's logical, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that what's the best thing to do is not that we all decide to sell it to our local non-Jewish neighbor, but rather you should have one person sell the chametz on behalf of everyone. Why? What's the purpose? Why? It's a monopoly? It's the opportunity for the rabbi to have a monopoly over here in this mitzvah? So let's listen to the words of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Mishum sheish b'mini chametz davar zol b'yoser v'yesh davar hayoker. When it comes to the selling of chametz, no one knows what's going on in the privacy of my own home, or more specifically, the privacy of my own kitchen with all the chametz therein. You don't know exactly what I'm selling. Am I selling a lot of chametz or not a lot of chametz? Is my chametz expensive? Or is it not so expensive? So he says, "V'havi zeh k'amocher kol mashiyish b'teiv of a sak zeh shulkana l'shitas harambam." According to the opinion of Maimonides, the Rambam says that if you would have a sack, right, and who knows what's in it, and you say, "I want to sell you the contents therein," however, I'm not going to show you what's in here. According to the Rambam, that is not a real mechira. That's not a sale. And he continues and says, "Matam de'ene yodua halokeach im hu teven o zahav." He can open it up, and it might be his lucky day. He has all these golden bars. On the other hand, he might open it up and see a lot of straw, which is not as expensive as gold. So he wouldn't be very happy. U'mash meshigam hatur mode bedinze mishum dehavi k'masachik v'kuvia. It's like rolling the dice. It's like going to Vegas, right? The non-Jewish person buying the chametz is like he's gambling, because he has no idea what he's getting himself into. The problem is that if it's true, asks Rav Moshe, that the whole idea of the Mechiras Chametz is such that the non-Jewish person really has no idea what he's buying, it's not a Mechira. So big deal, it's not a Mechira. The problem is, that means we still own all of our Chametz, and Pesach is coming. And so what's going to happen, asks Rav Moshe. How are we able to sell our chametz without stipulating, as Aruch HaShulchan seems to say is necessary, exactly what we're selling? Because after all, no person in their right mind is going to go into a business deal not having a clue what they're buying. So he says as follows. Jumping a few lines, he says, "Avahu rak b'yachid." This law only applies to one person selling their chametz to one non-Jewish individual. "Avah barabim." When you have many people in a huge pool selling their chametz, and you have one person who's acting as an agent to sell the chametz on behalf of many, many people, shemachra al yidei marasha kafi anahog, which is the custom that we have, shavadai, certainly what's going to happen when you have hundreds of people that are selling their chametz to this one person through this who appointed one person as an agent, certainly yeshlo rabim mikol mini chametz, bin mazolim bin amiyakorim. It's very logical that the non-Jewish person will look and say, well, there's a good chance there's a lot of very wealthy people out there. Maybe some people are not as wealthy. A lot of people own a lot of chametz, and a lot of people that don't own so much chametz, which, I guess, using a math term, he would probably calculate the mean of how much chametz would be the average of all those people, right? And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, he says it should specifically be done this way, in order that you will not need to stipulate on the document exactly what you are selling. Because still the non-Jewish person understands more or less what type of chametz he's going to be getting, because he'll realize that after the whole average, he'll have an idea. Aval, but he says, Im yara sharak yachid, o af yoser, let's say you have, I'm going to do it myself. I don't need to join everyone else. I'm going to sell my chametz myself. I learned all the laws. Or maybe myself and one other guy, the two of us will sell chametz ourselves. Avol rak mikzas anashim she'efshar yesh la'achshav she'ein lohem ela devarim zolim. Maybe this non-Jewish person who's purchasing it for maybe an absorbent amount of money will think, you know, maybe these one or two guys, they're giving me nothing. They're really giving me very little chametz. And therefore, la'niva staiti, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein's humble opinion, she'yitzrichu lifrod ma'sheyesh lohem mehaminim nechametz. He would say it would be 100% a requirement that if you would on your own sell your chametz alone to the non-Jew, you would have to specify every single thing that you're selling. Because otherwise it will be comparable to that sack, possibly filled with gold, possibly filled with straw. And therefore, in conclusion, in order to be able to alleviate the issue of the potential issue presented by Rav Moshe as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, by everyone being engaged in the Mechira together as a community, as well as signing this document, which does mention the estimated value of the chametz, the person who purchases the chametz doesn't know necessarily exactly what the chametz is, whether it's Cheerios or it's Raisin Bran, but he knows about the price. Therefore, because of this, we're able to appreciate and respect the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan and to be able to give the non-Jewish person a real mechira, a real sale, and therefore for ourselves as well, treating this as a real mechira with gemiras das, with tremendous seriousness to the sale. Rabbi Chananel Melech Hashem, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zang Subi Chachar Beham Termitz Yishnemar, Adonai Chavetz Amasin Koyadu Torah V'Yadir, Kodesh.